welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. Now, let's begin this Wednesday gathering. Before we sing our first hymn, I'm going to let you know that the subject today is Rouse Ye. And a definition of rouse from the Student's Reference Dictionary, which is the one Mary Baker Eddy used, says to be excited to thought or action from a state of indolence, sluggishness, languor, or inattention. And from Cruden's Concordance to the Bible, one definition of awake is to rouse out of spiritual sleep. So, our first hymn is going to be 296. Two hymns we'll be singing today are 447 and 317. I'm going to read from the Message Bible by Eugene Peterson today. Judges, Deborah. The people of Israel kept right on doing evil in God's sight. With Ehud dead, God sold them off to Jabin, king of Canaan, who ruled from Hazor. Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim, was the commander of his army. The people of Israel cried out to God because he had cruelly oppressed them with his 900 iron chariots for 20 years. Deborah was a prophet, the wife of Lapidoth. She was judge over Israel at that time. She held court under Deborah's palm between Ramah and Bethel in the hills of Ephraim. The people of Israel went to her in matters of justice. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "It has become clear that God, the God of Israel, commands you, go to Mount Tabor and prepare for battle. Take 10 companies of soldiers from Naphtali and Zebulun. I'll take care of getting Sisera, the leader of Jabin's army, to the Kishon River with all his chariots and troops. And I'll make sure you win the battle." Barak said, "If you go with me, then I'll go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. Of course I'll go with you. But understand, with an attitude like that, there'll be no glory in it for you. God will use a woman's hand to take care of Sisera." Deborah said to Barak, "Charge! This very day God has given you victory over Sisera. Isn't God marching before you?" Barak charged down the slopes of Mount Tabor, his 10 companies following him. God routed Sisera, all those chariots, all those troops, before Barak. That day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. "Hear, O kings, listen, O princes, to God, yes, to God I'll sing. Make music to God, to the God of Israel. Wake up, Deborah, wake up, sing a song. On your feet, Barack. Romans. Make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about. Ephesians. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Mary Baker Eddy has titles for different paragraphs, and I just thought it'd be fun to read some of them along with the readings. This paragraph is Temperance Reform. The temperance reform for land results from metaphysical healing, which cuts down every tree that brings not forth good fruit. This conviction that there is no real pleasure in sin is one of the most important points in the theology of Christian Science. Arouse the sinner to this new and true view of sin. Show him that sin confers no pleasure. And this knowledge strengthens his moral courage and increases his ability to master evil and to love good. Paragraph title, Cleansing Upheaval. In Isaiah we read, I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. But the prophet referred to divine law as stirring up the belief in evil to its utmost when bringing it to the surface and reducing it to its common denominator, nothingness. The muddy riverbed must be stirred in order to purify the stream. In moral chemicalization, when the symptoms of evil, illusion, are aggravated, we may think in our ignorance that the Lord hath wrought an evil, but we ought to know that God's law uncovers so-called sin and its effects, only that truth may annihilate all sense of evil and all power to sin. Paragraph titles, Spiritual Ascension, Pentecostal Power. In his final demonstration called the Ascension, which closed the earthly record of Jesus, he rose above the physical knowledge of his disciples, and the material senses saw him no more. His students then received the Holy Ghost. By this is meant that by all they had witnessed and suffered, they were roused to an enlarged understanding of divine science, even to the spiritual interpretation and discernment of Jesus' teachings and demonstrations, which gave them a faint conception of the life which is God. They no longer measured man by material sense. After gaining the true idea of their glorified master, they became better healers, leaning no longer on matter, but on the divine principle of their work. The influx of light was sudden. It was sometimes an overwhelming power, as on the day of Pentecost. Paragraph title, Children and Adults. laboring long to shake the adult's faith in matter and to inculcate a grain of faith in God, an inkling of the ability of spirit to make the body harmonious, the author has often remembered our master's love for little children and understood how truly such as they belong to the heavenly kingdom. Title of paragraph, Truth, Volume. The still, small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is to the human mind as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Then is the power of truth demonstrated, made manifest in the destruction of error. Paragraph title, Awaken the Patient. If it becomes necessary to startle mortal mind to break its dream of suffering, vehemently tell your patient that he must awake. Paragraph title, Truth, an Alterative. Christian Science brings to the body the sunlight of truth, which invigorates and purifies. Christian Science acts as an alterative, neutralizing error with truth. It changes the secretions, expels humors, dissolves tumors, relaxes rigid muscles, restores carious bones to soundness. The effect of this science is to stir the human mind to a change of base on which it may yield to the harmony of the divine mind. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and is found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick. Christian scientists, be a law to yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you either when asleep or when awake. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.